The climate change protests that began in the UK last October are still going strong. In fact, there are way more people involved now than when they first started. Monday, Earth Day, more than 1,000 protesters were arrested in London alone, and the demonstrations have spread to other cities. The protesters go by the name Extinction Rebellion. Sarah Lunnan is part of Extinction Rebellion, has been taking part in the protests in London the last few days. What are your tactics? Describe them.
So our tactics are based on mass civil disobedience, non-violent direct action, and we basically aim to disrupt the economy and the activity going on around us. And on April the 15th, we occupied 5 sites in London, major traffic intersections, and actually stopped the traffic flowing through those areas, causing severe disruption across London.
I read that the rather progressive mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, I saw once the streets back to normal. I mean, so how long does this go on for?
Sadiq Khan issued a press release about Extinction Rebellion where he called for a return to business as usual. And basically, that's our point. We can no longer return to business as usual. If we do, we do not have a future. And it's the recognition of that urgency, which has led to over 1,000, it's probably closer to 1,100 people now because people have been arrested as I speak. It's led to those people saying, I am so desperate. This is such an emergency. I am prepared to be arrested to make my point.
Despite the annoyance of blocked streets, this movement has really taken off in a way we have rarely seen in climate protests or any other kind of protest. Why do you think that is?
Because it gives an outlet to that huge amount of fear and anxiety that so many normal people have been feeling but have been unable to express. There hasn't been a framework for us to engage with climate change. And what Extinction Rebellion has done is allowed a voice for those people. And more importantly, has said, we need you to make this change in our government. And so it's allowed them a way in to take immediate and effective action.
Sarah, do you think your tactics and the civil disobedience and what some people are calling eco-terrorism, do you think it's achieving your goals? Is it working?
So I don't know if it's going to work. It may all be too late. It really might be too late for us. But there's nobody else with a better plan out there. It allows me to look at my children and say to them, I am doing the best I can for you.
Sarah Lunnan is part of Extinction Rebellion. She's been taking part in the protests in London over the past few days.